Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. Civil rights activist DeRay McKesson is planning to leave the Baltimore Public Schools. McKesson is the school system's head of human resources and will be leaving by the end of the month. He said in an interview that he intends to remain in Baltimore, keep hosting his popular podcast, and focus on social justice activism. Police are investigating three shootings that happened over the weekend. Each of the shootings happened Saturday night, with one man having such severe injuries that homicide detectives are investigating his shooting. A second man was taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds, and his condition is not available. A third man was treated at the hospital for a gunshot wound to his leg. Police are searching for suspects in each case. A state senator wants to be a trailblazing governor. Democrat Richard Modolino will announce today that he is running for governor. If he wins, Modolino would be the first governor from Montgomery County, as well as the first Italian-American governor and the first openly gay governor of any state. Modolino tells the Baltimore Sun the Democratic Party has become stale and needs new leadership. Moscow has sent out a warning that Russia may retaliate if the United States does not return two diplomatic compounds seized in December. NPR's Lucine Kim reports from Moscow that talks on the dispute are due to be held in D.C. today.
Less than a month before leaving office, President Obama expelled 35 Russian diplomats and cut off access to the compounds in New York and Maryland, saying they were being used to spy on the U.S. The move came amid accusations of Russian meddling in the presidential election, but the Kremlin refrained from retaliating in the hope relations with the Trump administration would improve. The Kremlin last week called the situation unacceptable, and Konstantin Kosachev, the head of the Russian Senate's Foreign Relations Committee, told state media Monday that Moscow may be forced to take retaliatory action. Kosachev said the compound should be returned without precondition. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybkov is in Washington to discuss the issue. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
And U.S. Senator John McCain is recovering from successful surgery to remove a blood clot from his left eye. Following the procedure at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix on Friday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Saturday that he is postponing consideration of the Republican health care bill while McCain recovers. The Arizona Republican has said he will not take part in any congressional votes for the next week. And as NPR's Jeff Bennett reports, that has major implications.
The Mayo Clinic Hospital in Phoenix, where Senator McCain was treated, says he's resting comfortably at home and is in good condition. And his Mayo Clinic doctors report that the surgery to remove the roughly 2-inch blood clot went very well. The Republican senator's absence from the Capitol complicates the already tight math surrounding a planned Senate health care vote. Two Republican senators have already announced opposition to the measure. With McCain away, Senate Republican leaders won't be able to meet the 50-vote threshold needed to advance the bill. Jeff Bennett, NPR News, Washington.
I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.